For a short time, it was popular and safe for me to date on the internet. My first date will always be the best. Others came, others went, but he remained the most compatible. In first place, says eHarmony, 99% the best. He did not talk much, shuddered, all closed up, long silences. Way in the back, I saw those light dancing eyes when I made him laugh. We had some good times, laughing and joking, running through the house during the Trump elections. He talked in sad stories when he did talk of lost loves. He thought he failed them. I told him he did not. He talked of being the only hero in his family, speaking in cliches out of context that did not fit. I tried to understand. Sometimes I made him mad by asking too many questions. He made me shy, I had to admit. I made him a priority for a while. I listened to his humble stories. Unique Wyoming cowboy curly talk. Polish dialect. Such a charming gentleman in wild game and fish. One day I tried to imitate his talk just for him, hoping for better communication between us. No breakthroughs whatsoever. I felt ridiculous. This made me feel teenage silly, I have to admit. He had this way of being on the edge of happiness, stopping short. He could not be glad or open up. I tickled him once. Fierce looks followed, as if to say, back up, back up. Golden but sad, properly dressed, silver-haired grandpa. I imagined him as a smiling young boy, hoping that eventually his inner sensitivities would unlock. They did not. So guarded was he. One afternoon, he sang me a lullaby. His mother sang to him probably in the cradle. I will never forget him singing in his porch swing, looking at the bighorns, his eyes so soft with tears. So natural in his ranch habitat, like that. No real talk came. He struggled with it. He could not make himself open. He tried. I know he did. But this city girl could not understand. My past husband, 17 years younger than me, was not like this. He was easy and happy. This felt risky. I had no experiences. After months of these barriers, I shut myself up to him. My heart bruised for him. He was so nice and even fun, but he made me sad. I ran away, I did. I felt guilty, I have to admit.